Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. If not us, who? If not now, when? That's my question to you, folks. Again, if not us, who? If not now, when? You know, they created the Second Amendment, in my view, for times just like this. Today at 3 o'clock, this is being recorded ahead of time, but 3 o'clock, the President of the United States, President Donald John Trump, will be arraigned in Miami, in a Miami federal courthouse, for the 38 counts of violations of essentially the National Records Act. Okay, I mean, it's nothing more than that. You know, it's a bunch of crap. When you compare it, however, to Joe Biden.
Don't, you know, look over here. Look that way.
Look that way. This is all a shell game. And if you've ever been to New York and you've been on the streets of New York, if you've ever seen the shell games, you know, I mean, literal game, shell games, okay, or three card Monty or find the queen, you know what I'm talking about. That's all this is. It's organized crime. So if not us, who? And if not now, when? I want to know. This right now is a sham. And you know something? After today, well, I don't believe anymore that there is a Republican Party. You know, the Republican Party, including Mitch McConnell, they have refused to condemn this indictment, this sham indictment, and they're going right along with it. There is no two-party system. It's a one-party system. It's a uniparty. You know that. I know that. It's about time, I think, we should just... We should just call it like it is. Okay. We are in a civil war right now. Whether you like it or not, we're in a civil war. We're also fighting China right now, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. That's what's taking place. I want to play this clip from Chip. Yeah. Casino Chip.
Want some Lay's?
I was thinking more Doritos? In terms of, you know, putting on the pass line at the craps table. But okay. Or in this case, maybe do not pass. But watch this from Grassley. Okay, look, the guy's nothing. Just watch it. Just watch it. Listen to what he's got to say. Go ahead.
Last week, I came here to speak to my colleagues about the Biden administration and the FBI playing games with the American people by hiding the FBI-generated 1023 document from Congress and the American people. Director Wray was going to be held in contempt for refusing to produce the 1023 that I told Chairman Comer about, and I think I had that first conversation with Chairman Comer about 3 weeks ago. Then, instead of contempt, the FBI committed to showing the 1023 and related documents to the whole Congress. By the way, I thank Chairman Comer for his cooperation with me and how he's pursued this issue, because we know a heck of a lot more now than if he hadn't been involved in this whole effort. So the FBI showed, after the FBI committed to showing this document, they showed, but it didn't provide possession of the 1023 to the House Oversight Committee last week. And by the way, 1023 is unclassified. So why shouldn't the entire country know about what's in this 1023? As the public knows, that 1023 involves an alleged bribery scheme between then Vice President Biden, Hunter Biden, and a foreign national. the same allegations that Chairman Comer and I made public on May the 3rd of this year. And on the very same day that the FBI provided a redacted version of the 1023 to the House Oversight Committee, the Justice Department then announced that former President Trump had been indicted and charged with 37 crimes related to his alleged mishandling of classified records. Attorney General Garland signed off on prosecuting Trump for conduct similar to what Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton engaged in. Two standards of justice in this country will turn our constitutional republic upside down. Thanks to the political infections within the Biden Justice Department and the FBI, we were well along the road for that to happen. This senator will do all that he can to fight political infection in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And you fight it then by bringing transparency to what this government does. The public's business ought to be public. Transparency brings accountability. With respect to the 1023 shown to that House Oversight Committee, from what I've been told by folks who've reviewed it, it's filled with redactions. Now, the document that Comer and I read had maybe two or three half-inch redactions, not whole sentences redacted, as I'm told the document in the SCIF is. So, Director Wray placed redactions on a document that's already unclassified. As I've said before, unclassified. More than that, the FBI made Congress review a redacted, unclassified document in a classified facility.
Okay, you can stop it right there. This goes on for a few more minutes, but Steve Bannon opened up his program yesterday with that clip. All right. And it was a full 9 minutes, 41 seconds long, but you can watch the rest of it. Go to HagmanPI.com. That's HagmanPI.com. And make sure you bookmark HagmanPI.com as well as, do me a favor, all right? If you're listening to this, I don't care if you're listening to this or watching this, please, please subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon. It raises our visibility, you know, again. We don't broadcast on communist platforms like YouTube, that piece of crap. We don't broadcast on other communist platforms. Okay, we just don't do that. So go to Rumble. That's our initial channel. Okay, is that the one that's got the 1,000? Okay, all right, there it is. I'm confused because Rumble upped us, you know, they're a great company. So I don't want to confuse the public. So it's Hagman Report on Rumble. There it is right there. So please subscribe to us. And hey, if you want to give the videos a thumbs up. All right. Or a like or whatever you want to call it. But you heard what the senator said about the 1023. Now, there's a difference, again, as I explained yesterday. And please, if you didn't watch the show yesterday, please watch it. The difference between classified versus classified documents versus documents with classified markings. And that's what this is all about. And I showed you a couple of pictures that ran in Conservative Treehouse of the document dump as President Trump was leaving the White House. And with the essentially what they did was they packed up all the boxes with the documents. These are yours. Hey, handle them. That's what they told President. Hey, you do. Well, he did. And there it is. We showed this yesterday. Okay, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Of course, they do this with all of the presidents, okay? This is nothing new. I mean, this is nothing new. So These are the documents.
I guarantee you.
Yes.
Mr. Trump did not handle any of these boxes.
Any more than I would.
If that's the charge.
Well, exactly. Now, there were some boxes, obviously, that, you know, little treasures and mementos and keepsakes that were his that you would he would handle himself, obviously. But no, there's this is what we're talking about. And you're right, Eric the Tech. You are absolutely right. You know, at that level, you're not... Can you imagine seeing President Trump?
I got to wash Air Force One before I leave.
Yeah, I remember washing the rigs back in the day. Okay. Anyway, yeah, but then who am I and how old was I? All right. So this whole thing is a sham. My question, the basis for this show, to join me is... The man, the myth, the legend, Randy Taylor. We got some surprises for you, by the way. I'm not gonna say anything because people are listening. I know you're listening, and you know what? Those of you who are listening who want to see this show dispensed with, find a Bible, read the Bible, find a Christian person, go to that Christian person. Pastor, especially, and get saved because you're going to need it because we are now in that time. So that's my message to you folks. No message of hatred, no message of violence. It's all just, hey, make sure your soul is saved for what's coming because what's coming is you're not going to be able to stop it. However, we can mitigate the damage, especially when we talk about our children. So with me is Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I can't say that for the rest of the country, but I'm doing fine today. Physically, I'm fine.
Well, think about this.
Mentally? No.
No, no, I'm not. No, okay.
I'm beyond pissed off.
And as well you should. Go to the short clip with the Fox clip, the arraignment clip. Watch this. This is what we can expect, or what President Trump can expect, but the country can expect at 3 o'clock. And you and I want to discuss this because there's something here that I really want to talk about. But go ahead, play that clip.
Yeah, good morning to you. President Trump is scheduled to appear in a courtroom at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, a little bit ahead of that, the former president is expected to turn himself in voluntarily to federal authorities. He'll be digitally fingerprinted. In other words, no ink. He'll be photographed. However, the photograph will not be released to the public, and at no point will he have to wear handcuffs. Now, yeah, good morning.
All right. So that's what's going to happen at 3 o'clock. So, you know what people are bitching about?
They don't already have his prints?
They didn't take his prints on the last one. I don't believe they did.
The president doesn't have to give his prints?
No, he does. On this one, he's going to the new machines, okay? You used to be, and I know you know this, RT, the ink, you know. But now they have the... And they've had these for quite some time. The digital printers were, they don't use ink. You just roll your finger on the glass, and it creates that impression.
Yep. I've seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've experienced that.
I experienced it too. We're not going to get into that.
Yeah. but think about this. You're having the 40 and I'm going to the message to the Q people, or how does this fit in? We winning? I mean, is this winning?
No, not even close.
All right.
What they're doing to Trump is absolutely ridiculous. Just the fact that they took those boxes, pretty much threw them out of the White House and said, do something with it. That right there showed the importance and relevancy of the documents in the boxes.
Well, that's a National Archives deal. Okay. So,
and this is, you know what, the worst that you could possibly make this would be like do you remember Sandy Berger?
Oh yeah,
the guy that went in there and was in the National Archives shoving documents in his underwear.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean he got less than what they're doing to Trump. He barely got a slap on the wrist, Doug.
So here's my question to you, Randy Taylor. Okay. We know what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Okay. When are people, and we know that the Republican Congress, I hate that word even, but we know that the supposed Republican Congress, they're not complaining about this. They're not saying this is a sham, at least 99.9%.
Okay. We're sitting on a majority. We have a majority in Congress right now, and we're not doing anything.
And you know, the other side of this, too, is I've been watching the media, which in my office, I've got 1, 2, 3 screens, 2 computers. Anyway, I had news on like all of them. Okay. It was like walking into a wonky world. Okay. Where one was MSNBC. One was one of the networks, CBS, I think. And then I had Fox, and then I had OAN and I don't know. Real America's News. So I'm watching the different, you know, the agendas at play here, I guess is the way to say it. On the left, Randy Taylor, people are pissed off because they won't handcuff Donald Trump and they won't release the mugshots that he's going to be forced to take. Yeah. Yeah. Don't smile. Look straight ahead. Okay, now turn right, turn left. Yeah. You know the deal, right? And there are people out there that know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Okay. But anyway, that's our
biggest complaint. I wasn't always the angelic person that I am today, sir.
But again, now there are things that happen because of political circumstances. I'm just going to say it, okay? You can be arrested, but never, ever, ever charged with anything, right? They can arrest you to intimidate the crap out of you. They can toss you in jail.
They started that back after the Patriot Act, definitely, with Jose Padilla. If you remember that, young man was jailed, and I don't know when he was ever charged.
Yeah, whatever happened to him? Do we remember?
I do not know. Just when you said that, triggered that, that jumped in my mind. I haven't thought about that young man for...
I haven't either.
5 years, man. 10 years, probably. And after the show, I'm going to look it up.
But
because he was picked up and charged, and it was one of the most bullshit scenarios I'd ever seen. This kid was Al-Qaeda, about like my dog's Al-Qaeda.
You know, you're talking, folks, you're listening to two guys here. I just want you to know this. You're listening to two guys who have been through the mill. In my case, I had testified or provided negative testimony against the governor's nominee. I'm just going to tell you this real quick. I don't think if I spoke about this on air before, I don't recall. But I provided testimony against the governor's nominee for a PUC position that he resigned because of my report that found its way to the Pennsylvania House and the chambers. And it was the night before Thanksgiving in the 80s. And after that, I had, which, by the way, he was a personal friend of the then Governor Casey at the time. And when he took his name out of circulation, and he was going to shut down one of the nuclear power plants. That was his mission. So when he took his name out of rotation, they put someone else in, and everything was fine. Well, as a result of what I did, the governor, who had no idea, the report that I submitted, they took my name off. They took the letterhead off. They took everything off. And just the meat of the redacted my name, where I did the interviews, they redacted all. Anyway, the governor got a hold of that, looked at it, and said, "Find out who did the interviews." It took him about 4 months because that's how competent these idiots are. Okay, and when they found out, I had the gates of hell open up on me. Okay, I had every state agency you can think of, federal agency, local agency in my office. I was facing 99 counts of violating an obscure banking violation that would put me in jail forever. I was facing gun charges. Gun charges, which ultimately is what I was. Why am I even talking about this? Indicted. Anyway, I was indicted. No,
because you're talking about it because they weaponized the system to punish you. That's why you're talking about it, my friend.
You know, and I was cuffed. I was prone in the back of a friggin' cruiser.
Humiliated. You were humiliated.
I was perp walked. Exactly. I was thrown in a cell with a guy that busted up a bar and a rapist. Okay. I was fingerprinted, photographed, mugshot, the whole thing. But you know what? I was never charged.
I know, and that's and they get away with it. That's that is the crap of all of this is what they're getting away with. They have redone the justice system. The DOJ and FBI are merely a weaponized law enforcement group that this administration is using to take down its political opponents.
Well, exactly, and you know, back to me again, because it's all about me, right? No, it's not. But here's the thing. You know why? You know why I wasn't charged? It's because the violation, again, this obscure little one paragraph law in the penal code of our state. Every single sheriff deputy, every single county detective, they were in violation of the same statute. So they said, "My goodness, we can't charge. We'd have to arrest these idiots." I mean, you know, but see, okay, now chop that off right there. What they are doing is what they're accusing President Trump of doing. And I want to show you, Randy Taylor, this. We'll go to Maggie and Bob. Maggie, thank you, Maggie. I was looking for this article. It was on National Pulse. My goodness. What the heck's wrong with me? National Pulse article. This is a prosecutor. Now, Randy Taylor looks like a nice guy, right? I mean, this is Jack Smith. Okay.
Right.
So who is Jack Smith? This is Biden's special counsel. He lives abroad. He's married to an Obama devotee linked to Soros and Clinton. Jack Smith is Biden's special counsel in the criminal indictment of the former president, Donald Trump. But very few people have ever heard of this man. Born John Lumen Smith. Oh, interesting. Lumen Smith, light. Okay. Who's married to a lady who made a fawning documentary about Michael Obama, or the Michelle Obama family, pick one. His family's linked with George Soros and even Hillary Clinton. You can stop there. It'll be on the Hagman Report or HagmanPI.com website. You can read the story for yourself. But what do you think of that? Okay. He lives abroad with his wife. And they brought him back specifically for this. And by the way, they're not done with President Trump after this. He's facing, two or three more indictments. But what do you think of him as a prosecutor, a special prosecutor?
I saw his picture yesterday when it came up. I, without even reading anything, the picture came up. I thought I was looking at some kind of satanic ceremony. Seriously, just at a glance.
Well, that's his position. That's his garb in the UN.
I'll bet. You know what? Anybody that's hooked up with these clowns. They've got some serious issues. They are power tripping, unbelievable issues. These people are power tripping. This anybody that's linked in with an Obama is crooked. Okay, and this guy here. See, I don't understand how you can be a prosecutor and how you would even. It's like when they went after Trump in New York. How do you sleep at night? I mean, you raised your hand and took an oath. An oath.
Yes.
Which is your, in my personal opinion, when you take an oath, you're putting your entire worth as a human being, and I'm talking about your reputation, everything. When you raise your hand and you take an oath, you put everything into that. That's one of the most sacred things you'll ever do in your life, is raise your hand and take an oath. And these guys, they don't think twice about it. They violate it. This guy, I know little to nothing about. I saw his face yesterday on a blurb somewhere in social media. And they're like bringing in a hired gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, to go after Donald Trump. We're seeing, and we should have known this ahead of time. Remember how I always say things that happen up in Canada are a warning for us. Up in Canada, they have a gentleman by the name of Max Bernier. Max Bernier is somebody that Doug and I would hang out with. Okay? He's a straight shooter. He's a good man. He doesn't believe in all this political crap. He calls both parties down, all three parties in Canada. They've actually got five, but two of them are barely non-existent. But Max Bernier, I mean, they won't even let the guy attend a debate. He has all the criteria that he needs to attend a debate and be a viable player. Then we'll let him attend the debate. He's got his own party, the People's Party of Canada. Great guy. He is Canada's Donald Trump. Doesn't have Donald Trump's money, but he's the outcast, the black sheep. And they have weaponized everything they can in the government to destroy this man. I'll give him this. He keeps coming. He keeps coming. And the problem with guys like this, with Trump and people like this, you go into an election, and if there's even going to be an election in Canada, or the states for that matter, but you go into the election and you get a great guy, a great candidate. And the problem is, if he were to go independent, he would take just enough votes away to put the worst party back in office, if that makes sense. Kind of splits the vote.
Yeah, it does.
On one side. And that's a real problem. That has always been a problem. You remember Ross Perot?
But Ross Perot would have made a great president in my view.
He would have been fantastic president. But he was independent. And the ones that loved Ross Perot were conservatives. Okay. Now, this is back in, Doug, was it 90? I think it was 90. It was when Bush was running. Wasn't it Bush 90. Against Clinton and Perot? Yeah. So you got three parties. All right. Ross Perot had taken a decent chunk of the conservative party. He basically split the conservative party. And that right there was a problem. What happens when you know what I'm saying? The bad guy gets in. Which in our world, as conservatives, is the left. And that's the sad part. And then after that, they canned the third party system. I don't remember what year it was. But right now, they're doing everything they can to keep Trump out. Listen, I don't say I'm still waiting for somebody that's really got their act together to step up and say, I want to run.
Well,
problem is, well, go ahead, Doug.
No, here's the thing. The thing. Corn Pop was a bad dude. Rub the hair on my legs. Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing. You cannot run for president. They've rigged the system to the point where you've got to be a gazillionaire and have the, at least in my view, have the imprimatur of the Council on Foreign Relations and even to run. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now there was things with Trump that were not normal. Okay. That was an anomaly, which is why we are where we are today. So even if you had Mr. Clean out there, running for president, there'd be no way that he would have the infrastructure, the ability to even mount a campaign. Okay. I don't believe that would be the case. Now, is it possible? Anything's possible with God. And I think that's where we're at. But let's get back to this. My question is this. God inspired, I believe, the document called the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Yes. All right, we have in front of us a resolution. This is a question, ladies and gentlemen. The question is this. God gave us the Bill of Rights, okay, the God-inspired Bill of Rights, the freedom from censorship, freedom of the press, that is, and then the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not for hunting, fishing, or hunting, or whatever. It's not even really for self-defense by itself. It is to get rid of tyrannical governments. Okay, so my question to the American public, to everyone, and this is the other thing, too. We're not going to cover the muck and mire down there in Miami, what happens, you know, the fag boys out there, the Phoebes out there, you know, trying to cause trouble. We're not gonna cover that. I don't want to give air to that. But when are we going to use that right that right granted to us, God-given right granted to us, to really take out this this corrupt government? And you want to know how corrupt it is? I have a clip coming up that you can see. But my question to you, Randy Taylor, and everyone listening, when are we going to use our Second Amendment right?
It's going to have to be. It's going to have to be soon.
Yeah.
Once we hit a point of no return, it's just that. It's no return. Countries that go communist don't come back. And we've got right now what we're facing is even bigger than communism. I honestly believe that we're facing the Fourth Reich. I call me crazy. But I don't think that the Nazis went away after World War II.
Oh no, they didn't.
I think this that Klaus Schwab guy. This has really been bothering me, the last couple nights.
I've got his. I've got his father's Nazi card, basically a German card. But go ahead.
Do you have his home address?
I'm going to remain silent on that.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm going to tell you something. That's a very dangerous individual.
Yes.
More don't. I mean, something came out over the weekend about he's saying that we should kill our pets because of CO2 emissions. I'll tell you what. Come to my house and you want to kill my pet, you might as well kill a member of the family, which means I'm going to kill you.
Now, look, I know what you're saying, and I'm right there with you. I love you.
I am sick and tired of this crap.
But hold on a second. Something I want to say about that, okay?
Yes.
Because you come after Lady the Studio Dog. You come after my dog. I guarantee you with my last breath, I will make sure that you are suffering and you will die. But you put up a video on social media about abuse of a pet. The outrage is beyond anything you can measure. You
put more than if it was a human being abused.
Exactly. But you put up a video of infanticide, of abortion. The outrage is clearly not as palpable.
It's just like these people are whining about school shootings. Well, if you're so damn concerned about children, you wouldn't be killing them in the womb, because what these children realize as soon as they're old enough to talk, listen, and reason is that they're lucky they made it. You when you promote abortion and people turn around and tell their kids, I remember years ago, my daughter's friends, oh yeah, mom and daddy said abortion's okay. Wait a minute. So you tell an 8-year-old kid that. You just placed a value on a human life.
Yes.
Good a very point. Small value. But you just said to your family, and you just generated to your children what your value that you've placed on human life, which is squat at that point. So you wonder why a kid has a bad day, whatever, maybe he's got mental problems. Maybe he's fit as a fiddle. I don't know. But he picks up a weapon, goes to school, and starts shooting his classmates. And you wonder why?
Well, okay.
Why?
So you would classify that in part, or would you classify that in part as tyranny? In a sense?
Oh, yeah, it's part of it. Right now, the government's goal is for us to be fighting with each other, killing with each other. And why? Because it's just like with these trannies and all. Oh, the government.
But wait. Shouldn't we be fighting with each other? Because if I've got a guy sitting across from me,
right,
who wants essentially, who says, "You use my pronouns, or I'm gonna kill you."
Yes.
Okay. There's no discussion.
Ten years ago, though, they wouldn't have been there flashing their pecker in front of children. This is all part. What they want. Remember, there's the old adage: "United we stand, divided we fall."
But still, that level of division, I contend, is less than a percent of those radical that dark occult religion.
But not by the mass media. When the media, the way it's pumping it, it's bigger than it is.
Exactly.
Right now, it's not that big. Honestly, on a good weekend, we could wipe it out. Okay.
I love that.
They're less than 1% of 1%. I mean, they don't amount to jack. Okay.
Exactly.
And this whole thing with what the government have done to the gay people are really upset about it. I've been really following this. The gay community is furious over this tranny and grooming and these I don't know if you've seen the pride trucks out. Let children be children.
Yes.
Let kids be kids. Exactly. Because, listen, we all have our beliefs. Not every patriot's a Christian. Don't think they are. Okay. So you got to make room in our movement for this type of thought process.
Wait a second. I thought when you just said that not every patriot is a Christian. I thought of you when I saw a street, I think this was in the United States, I'm not sure, but I believe it was, when I saw a street protest, the trans flag being stomped on by who? By a group of Muslims.
Now, didn't I also say that the people that we used to hunt could possibly become our greatest ally?
There you go.
That sounds nuts, but I'm going to tell you something. Once they devote to a plan... And think about this. They live in our countries too.
Yep.
Once they devote to a plan, they all thought in Canada and the U.S. that they're coming to the land of milk and honey.
Yep.
Okay. And then they get here, and trust me, the homosexuality. There's some homosexuality in Muslim.
Oh, areas. There is.
Okay. There was. We know about it. We see in the reports. We know for a fact.
Yep.
More than just what's on a piece of paper somewhere. Doug and I know differently, okay? But the majority of them, the devout Muslims, will not have anything to do with this child exploitation.
Right.
They don't even want anything to do with the homosexuals.
Correct.
So, you know what I'm saying? Both countries here in North America really opened up a can of worms. This is a can of worms. And to me... And I hate to say it, but when worms like that get opened up, I almost find it amusing. Because like I said, the people who used to hunt may become our greatest ally. These people, yep. You know, I'll take a rifle and go do what I got to do. These people drive a truck full of explosives into a building and die with it. I always believed in live to fight another day.
Right. Make the other person die for...
Exactly. Make the other person die for their country, their belief. These guys, they don't play.
No.
So, you know, we've got quite a diverse group in both countries. And part of pulling this all together, you notice how quiet Kara's been, Doug?
You know, again, that was one of the things on my... list of notes.
Yes, but that's good. See, our minds, this is why Doug and I get along so good. Our minds, we hadn't talked about that at all, but our minds were all on the same, same highway.
Wait a second, CAIR is the Council on American Islamic Relations, just so people know, CAIR, not CARE, but CAIR. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
I'm curious what they're going to say about the Muslims stomping on the flag. You know, I mean, they're kind of going to have to back it up.
And this is where, we've had Chris Gabatz and other people who investigated the Islamic fighting machine, if you will, embedded in the U.S. But now we're seeing some of this break away and adhere to us. But getting back to this tyrannical thing, I just want to get back to, again, if not us, who, if not now, when. We have a guy in the White House. And by the way, if you want to, I'm not going to say the name on the, well, Marco Polo, that's the name. He's got all of the laptop, he put all of Biden's laptop stuff online. I believe there are some iPhone backup photos and texts and screenshots online. I'll put the link at HagmanPI.com. My suggestion is go there, download those, download what you think is important. I don't think there's, when I went through it, I didn't see anything illegal in terms of child pornography, although there is some on the hard drive. It's not there. So, but anyway, getting back to what we have in the White House, allow me to play this for you, and then this will be the last clip of the show, and then we can discuss what is in the White House. This was on, you saw the first clip from Steve Bannon. I cut that short. I'll cut this short too as well. But this was said pretty much after Grassley's speech in the Senate. This was said by this by Bannon's guest yesterday. Go ahead and play that clip three.
But Caroline Leavitt, you just heard there, now the timing of all this becomes perfectly clear, does it not, Caroline Leavitt?
It absolutely does, Steve. Wow. Nothing is a coincidence in the Washington swamp. And this indictment of President Trump tomorrow, there's no crime, there's no case. It is a cover-up, a coordinated, colluded cover-up for Joe Biden's corrupt crime family. And if what Senator Grassley is saying is true, and he is an honorable man who would not get ahead of his skis on this, if these recordings are real, that Joe Biden, our sitting president, had recorded audio conversations with this foreign national, he is compromised beyond belief. That is treasonous behavior. And this is a man who needs to be impeached and certainly does not deserve to be on a ballot in the next election. And they are pointing the finger at Donald Trump and trying to take his name off of the ballot for something that isn't even a crime. Steve, they had a failed coup attempt in 2016 when they spied on Donald Trump's campaign. In 2020, they rigged the election by stuffing the ballot boxes and harvesting ballots. And now in 2024, they are interfering in it by trying to imprison Donald Trump. This is third world country, banana republic stuff. We the people cannot stand for it.
Caroline, a couple of things there. You know, we've had Congressman Mace and Boebert and others, and we're going to have them back on in the next couple of days, that have actually gone into the skiffs. And their question is, why do we have to go into the skiff? The skiff over at the House is in the bottom. Why do we have to go to a skiff and we can't take notes? The notes all have to stay in there. It's an unclassified document. The document they've seen, as Grassley just says, is redacted. They only see a redacted version. This is the House Oversight Committee. When they go to the Treasury, they can't take any notes with them. They can't take any documents with them. They have to go over there to look at all the SARS report, which, you know, is the activity report, suspicious, underlined suspicious activity report that the Treasury is required by law to keep. You've got all these documents floating around. Yet Ray's prepared to be held in contempt. Only at the last second did they work out some agreement. And that agreement is just to let you see a redacted version in a skiff of an unclassified document that you treat as classified. What do you think has to happen here? Because now they are brazen in their attempts to use lawfare to shut down President Trump. In particular, like I said, they have a little recording of some guy talking to him, and Trump don't even know what the paper is. Trump's just talking to him off the top of his head. Here, they've got a foreign national that says, I have 17 recordings. I kept them for my personal security because I didn't want to get off by these guys. I got 15 with Hunter, and I got 2 with the big guy. Your thoughts, ma'am?
Why the redactions, the additional redactions, if you aren't trying to cover up for what's within that document? And as Senator Grassley pointed out, having 1023 documents made public to the American people and bringing them before Congress is commonplace. This has happened before, but now we need redactions. Now we can't release it to the American public. It's an unclassified document. We, the people, deserve to see what is in that document. This is, again, a colluded cover-up. And you have Jack Smith out there, Joe Biden and Merrick Garland's henchmen, leading this case against Donald Trump, saying the law is applied to everyone equally. That's what he said last Friday in his press conference. Give us a break. Absolutely not. They are manipulating documents. Hillary Clinton in 2016 paid for and planted a manufactured document abusing the FISA courts. No one, the law does not equally apply. It applies one way to Donald Trump. It doesn't apply at all to Joe Biden. So the House GOP Oversight Committee, they need to continue to put the pressure on the great MAGA warriors that we have on that oversight committee. They need to continue to demand accountability. And we need to spread the word to everyday average Americans who are busy with their lives, Steve, struggling with inflation, concerned about this open border, trying to put their kids in good schools. We need every single one of those voters to understand what is at stake here in this two-tier system of justice. America is at a turning point. Our country will cease to exist unless every American wakes up and realizes this corruption. And Joe Biden is at the front of it.
Okay, you can stop it there. Folks, you can go to HagemanPI.com, watch the whole clip, watch the whole show from Steve Bannon. I recommend it because it was a hell of a good show yesterday. But the looming question there, Randy Taylor, is, in my view, is when are the American people, and by American people, I'm not talking about the communist moles that we've got. I'm not talking about the soy boys.
I think the American people are, there's enough of us sick and tired, they just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to come up with is the what to do.
What to do? Well, you know what? Here's my thinking. Okay, if I've got a hammer, everything does look like a nail, or I can fix anything with a hammer. Believe me. Okay, I'm the worst. By the way, Eric the Tech is a craftsman. I'm like a bull in a china shop. Okay, you know, if it can't be fixed with a hammer, it can't be fixed. Okay, so that's my thinking, and I'm biased in that fashion. I got a hammer and I'm ready to use it. So my question is, why wait for a leader, brother? Seriously.
Why wait for what?
Why wait for a leader? In other words,
not necessarily leader. When you say, okay, so what you have to look at is, you have a hammer. What are you going to hit?
Anything in my path. And I mean that.
Okay.
When I say in my path, I obviously blocking my forward progress toward a specific goal. Here's my thinking. We're doing a whole lot of, every show you watch, folks, every single podcast you watch, you will be informed, I'm sure. But no one is talking about doing something about this. And we, that man right there has done more in the last 2 weeks to
We're in the initial baby steps of pulling people together. Okay. I know we talked about it the last about a week and a half. We're working on building a database of patriots and then militias. And that's what we're working on. And really the focus is on militias, right? We won't turn away a patriot though. We're working on that. And there's a lot,
because patriots can become of people, part of the militia. Yeah,
absolutely. And if some people are emailing and saying, I don't know anybody in a militia. Where can I look? You know what? In that question, sometimes we can help you. Sometimes we can't, because we're finding out where these different militias are at. And there's some solid people out there. There's some solid militias out there. This is and really what we have to do is, once we get enough people amassed and communicating, then I believe we could move forward. And actually, if we had to, we could be devastated, because it's going to get to the point where I hate to say this, where voting doesn't mean a damn thing.
It already doesn't. People think 2024 is going to matter? Screw that.
Don't count on it. I won't say screw it yet, but I'll say don't count on it. Okay. Be prepared. because what we're seeing everywhere is things are rigged, and there's not enough.
Oh, you talk about the machines, you'll get sued. You talk about
and that's what we're up against. But what we have to be very careful what we say on the air.
Well, exactly. And by the way, you know, what I said on the air has cost me dearly.
A conversations that Doug and I have off the air, we got a whole lot more answers than what we can say to you on the air. Okay. We're working on it.
Hang on a second. Would you say, Eric, the FBI is at the door? Well, let him in and put it, see that I want him on air. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Put him on down. Oh, okay. I was like, get him on the screen.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Folks, please understand. I was kidding. That was humor.
There's a lady in the that I do like, that Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
She's a firebrand. I like her, but there's not enough Marjorie Taylor Greens. And she even brought up to her colleagues about impeaching Joe Biden.
And couldn't get
the vote. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Look what they did to Trump over supposeds. And that we were just talking about this little butthead last week, that Andrew Vindman.
Oh, Vindman, yes.
What a piece of shit, that traitor who turned on his commander in chief. No, that's everybody's view.
Well, I gotta say, you're being nice,
okay?
Yeah.
He's working on a $12 million contract, and he's either almost close to closing it or he's closed it. A $12 million contract has something to do with the Ukraine.
Gee, let me think.
Ukraine. I mean, everybody, this corruption has been going on a long time. George, we thought a lot of it would die with George Bush Sr. Okay. It's still there. Okay. And it's even worse, but it's like when you go back and you look at Bush and Gore and that little handful of votes that made the difference. Gore was bought off. Okay. Truthfully, Gore probably won that election. If I had to swear in court, I'd say he did.
I
guarantee that night, George Bush Sr. with a phone call, talked to Al Gore and said, look, concede, okay, and make it look good, you know, but concede in the end, and you will be rich beyond imagination. And then he gave him this whole global warming crap, because Gore would be perfect for that. And look what happened overnight. Suddenly, climate, it was an emergency.
Uh-huh.
And Al Gore was at the forefront of it. And if people didn't recognize that as a payoff, a buy-off, a bribe, I don't know what to tell you. You really need to loosen your mind up a little bit, okay?
But people would tell you, though, wait a second, wouldn't that have been better for climate if he would have been president? It's the timing, though.
Thank you, Bush. Remember, they still were working on this Arab Spring.
There you go.
This was already planned. It was already in the works. Gore probably wouldn't have done it.
9/11.
But, yeah, 9/11, Bush's little boy. That's why, you know, Jeb Bush goes to be president. Somebody just beat him right off the stage. Okay? I mean it.
All you have to do is look at him and run.
He is the same garbage that his brother and his father are. Or were. His dad was real garbage. I mean, garbage, and I'm saying it, and I mean it, and I would tell anybody their face. They had this New World Order and 1,000 points of light and all this crap. They had this going on for, you know what, if I had to put dollars to donuts, I would say that George Bush Sr. was somehow behind Kennedy's assassination.
Well, he's the only guy who doesn't remember where the hell he was on.
Yeah, because we can look around in pictures and find, see him. We can see Nancy Pelosi standing right by JFK. You know, this has been going on for a long time, folks. You know, we're just now becoming aware of it. And here's the bad part. They keep throwing this 2030 date at us. It's going to be sooner than that. That German, the Nazi, that says, you know, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Okay, that guy's got to go. Okay. Everybody out there hear me? Anybody out there hear me? That guy's got to go. Okay. That man, and here's the bad part. He's just the front man. He's just the front man for some other people.
That's okay? Right.
But that guy, you go back and you look at the roots of these people. These people are born in the wool Nazis. Okay. And you can laugh. Oh, yeah, right. The Nazi groups down in Georgia. No. They're going for worldwide domination. They got their asses kicked in World War II, and they're coming back with a vengeance. People, look at history. There was a lot of money and a lot of gold and a lot of things that came up missing after World War II. They've been able to finance this. They had the money, and they had it in gold, not paper money. They had it in gold. That's solid.
Yep.
And if you don't think that this isn't the Fourth Reich, they can call it globalist, world dominant, you know, world, new world order. You call it what you want. You're looking at a bunch of Nazis looking to take over the world and make us their slaves. And if you, this is no joke. All right. We've got to do something. This is no joke. Your children are going to be slaves. You will be a slave within the next decade. This is no joke. I'm sounding the alarm now. I'm pushing the button. This is not a joke. And you need to right now, and you need to burn up their emails and their offices. You people need to get on your phones and start calling these representatives, House of Representatives and Senators, and you need to tell them what's on your mind. Okay? Swamp them with email. If we have to, we'll put up a link. There's a directory for the House. We could grab that before it disappears.
Oh, for crying out loud, people, use your God-given talents and find the number.
You would like to think so. Doug, I'm finding out people are lazy. This is what I'm finding out. They're just lazy. They want it handed to them. Well, listen, what they want to hand you is your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? They want to hand you your little dinner portion that you get down at the end of the street after you've worked in the factory all day building their machines. People, stop and think about what's going on. This man, this World Economic Forum and this Klaus Schwab is dangerous. But here's the sad thing. Governments are already signing up with this guy and going along with this guy. Where do you think all this climate crap came from? Okay? This world will take care of itself. God made it that way.
By the way, this CO2 emissions, just so people understand it, 0.04% is the CO2 in the atmosphere.
Which amounts to crap.
Right. But people are trying to make an issue over 3% of that 0.04%. And that is a bunch of crap. That is one of the drivers for tyranny. Go ahead.
And anybody wants to, the first thing they want to throw at you is, oh, the polar caps are melting. Listen, you can shut them down. I'm going to give you a quick thing to shut them down. Take a glass of water, fill it up with water, okay? Put an ice cube in it. I'm talking, put the ice cube into where a little water overflow, wipe off the glass. Now the ice will be sticking up taller than the water. Go to bed. When you get up in the morning, that ice cube would be gone. There would not be a drop of water on the table. The cold caps aren't going to melt, and New York suddenly goes under a tidal wave.
At least not a natural.
Everything event. They're right. Telling us is crap.
You got that. Look, we're out of time. I can't believe how quick. We got some surprises coming up, you and I. I'm not going to announce it, but folks, stay tuned.
Trust us, okay? We're working on some things.
Yes, yes. By the way, last thing I want to say, folks, please pray for Steve Quayle. I'm not going to get into anything except to say, you know, the man's not feeling well. Please pray for him. Hit your knees tonight. Say some really, really prayers for his breathing, for his heart.
He's a warrior. We need him.
Amen to that. And the reason he hasn't been on the show, I can't believe people don't know. I've said it before. You know, he had some issues, and he's ill. So we need to pray for him with all of our might. Randy Taylor, can you come back this week?
Sure.
All right.
Just let me know what day, my friend.
Yeah, Thursday.
We got for sure. Friday, we always maybe. Have a lot to talk. Yeah, if you want to do Thursday and Friday, it's cool. We got a lot to talk about.
We do. Randy Taylor, of course, a big part of the Hagmann Report. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so very much, folks.
And folks, thank you. Thank you for your support. Please support us financially.
Yes.
Okay, go to the donate page. We need funds to do what we got to do.